With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tesla car sales fell for a second year in a row, putting the company in second place now behind a Chinese competitor.
Tesla says it delivered 1.64 million vehicles in 2025. Chinese rival BYD sold 2.26 million vehicles last year.
We're talking 300,000 to 400,000 below where you would have hoped Tesla have been if you go back, call it 18, 24 months.
Market analyst Dan Ives was asked if Tesla's slump has any connection to Elon Musk's involvement in the Department of Government Efficiency.
That definitely had a negative impact, especially the first half of the year.
Is Ives worried about Tesla?
We're so bullish on Tesla because of the autonomous and robotics.
Musk's focus at Tesla has pivoted to robo-taxis and robots.
Swiss authorities, meanwhile, have identified the possible cause of a deadly fire in Switzerland that killed scores on New Year's Eve partygoers.
The belief is sparkling candles on top of champagne bottles set off the fire at the busy La Constellation Bar at the Crans Montana Resort when they came too close to the ceiling. About 40 people were killed.
And that is correspondent Ed Donahue. President Trump and top Iranian officials have exchanged dueling threats as widening economic protests sweep across parts of the Islamic Republic. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Ali Larijani, who's the secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, responded on social platform X, saying Trump should know that intervention by the U.S. in the domestic problem corresponds to chaos in the entire region and the destruction of the U.S. interests.
And that is Donna Warder reporting at least 7 people have been killed so far in violence surrounding those demonstrations, which yesterday spread to Iran's rural areas. On Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 323 points. This is SRN News. A Virginia school system votes on pronouns.
Members of the Chesapeake School Board have decided to enact a policy barring any school from forcing students or faculty from using the preferred pronouns of a transgender person. Board Chairman Angela Swigert says, quote, a person who does not fundamentally agree with the use of alternative pronouns and titles cannot be compelled to use them. However, the voluntary use of transgender pronouns is not prohibited. Michael Harrington reporting.
President Trump says he's endorsing Nassau County's Republican executive for governor in this year's New York race. The endorsement could help to ensure that Bruce Blakeman does not face a serious contender in his push to win the GOP primary in that contest. Blakeman came to national prominence for championing a policy that bans teams and organizations that let males play against females from using Nassau County sports facilities. This is SRN News. A woman's morning nature hike in Colorado turned deadly on Thursday, the victim of a suspected mountain lion attack. Here's correspondent Donna Warder.
Wildlife officers later in the day killed 2 mountain lions in the area. The attack on the woman happened south of the small community of Glen Haven. Shortly before noon, 2 hikers encountered a mountain lion near the woman's body along a remote section of a mountain trail in a national forest. They told authorities they shooed the animal away with rocks so they could help the woman, but she had no pulse. Colorado Parks and Wildlife says they're still searching for other mountain lions in the area. I'm Donna Warder.
The Hoosiers move closer to a national title opportunity with a 38-3 win over Alabama, earning a semifinal date with Oregon next week. Miami upset Ohio State to clinch its berth, and Ole Miss shocked Georgia to set up a semifinal meeting with the Hurricanes. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.